You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the computers, Microsoft Windows used to have a system called ASLR, which stands for Address Space Layout Randomization. And what it would do is the way programs are loaded into memory is they're loaded into the first available memory. And that would often create a situation where hackers would know where to find certain bits of code they wanted to use, what's called a code reuse attack. So the ASLR system would basically randomize where in memory the different link objects, code, and was. So it was always loaded differently every time. And it was a very powerful tool to block the code reuse attacks. Unfortunately, it broke in Windows 8. A Carnegie Mellon CERT researcher has discovered that Microsoft broke some use cases for ASLR. In other words, it's not being randomized anymore, and apparently Windows 10 has that same problem. And right now, because of what I'm going through with Skype, I'm not really all that happy with Microsoft and Skype. So anyway, let's see. Another article, this is out of the Hacker News. Critical flaws in Intel processors leave millions of PCs vulnerable. And the most severe vulnerability involves multiple buffer overflow issues in the operating system kernel for Intel ME firmware that would allow attackers with local access to the vulnerable system to load and execute code outside the visibility of the user and the operating system. Now, are these in fact flaws, or are these some of the NSA-mandated backdoors? Because we know that over the years, the NSA, in order to be able to spy on you whenever they want, has mandated there be backdoors in all of our systems, the software, the firmware, the routers, our tablets, our phones. And, of course, the problem with that is that the NSA's toolkit of hacking tools was leaked out or stolen by some hackers called Shadow Group, who made them available for sale on the dark web. And so it's not just the government breaking into our systems with these powerful tools that we have to worry about. It's everybody with nefarious intent. And in the name of national security, the NSA has rendered our systems wide open. And maybe that's the reason they don't talk about the cybercrime issue. They can't do a thing about it. Another aspect, and I think I mentioned this yesterday, is I think we've allowed our technology to become overly complicated to the point where these companies can't really effectively manage and maintain the code, and that's why it's being sold out the door with so many flaws. That plus the fact that the computer industry is still indemnified against product liability lawsuits. And that was started back when computers were brand new and it was a fragile industry and it was felt it needed protection. But computers and computer software are now billion-dollar industries. They're mature and they should be subject to product liability. Because if you have a business and you buy a van and because of a design defect, the van crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can sue the van maker. If you buy a computerized accounting system for your business, and because of a design defect, it crashes, and you suffer financial harm, you can't sue the computer and software maker. It's right there in that end user license agreement that you have to agree to just to open up what your product is. You got to read one of those sometime. I know it's a lot of pages. They do that to discourage you from reading it. But I mean, it's all the advantages of the computer and software companies. They don't even guarantee the software will actually do what you think it's going to do. There was one time where Microsoft had in the end user license agreement a provision which said they had the right to come into your computer, over the internet anytime they felt and make necessary changes. That got a lot of people very, very upset. Now then, Google executive says new algorithm will hide Russia Today and Sputnik articles. And this is Eric Schmidt, the executive chairman of Google's parent company, Alphabet, announced that the company will engineer algorithms that will make it harder for articles from Sputnik News and Russia Today to appear on the Google News service. My response to that is, let's stop using the Google News service. Go on out and find your own news. Don't let Google become the new network TV news. We'll tell you what's important. We'll tell you what to think. We'll tell you what to be afraid of. Another article, this is out of ArsTechnica.com, and it says, no, you're not being paranoid. Sites really are watching your every mood. And apparently some major companies like Microsoft.com, Adobe.com, and GoDaddy.com are using scripts that record your keystrokes and mouse movements and scrolling behavior in real time, even before the input is submitted or even deleted. They're just doing it all in real time. I'm not sure why that's out there. Now, Google has finally admitted that it tracked user location data even when the setting was turned off. Android phones gather your location data and they send it to Google. Even if you turn off location services, and you don't even have to have a SIM card in the phone. This is reported by Quartz. You don't need to worry about people peeking through the windows. Most of us have bought the surveillance device that watches us on behalf of the government. Now, getting on back to Eric Schmidt, who is setting himself up as the arbiter of what you will see if you come to Google, he has a long history going back with Obama and Clinton. And so when he's out there saying he's going to derank Russia Today's articles online, he's less concerned for the integrity of news, and his motives appear to be much more partisan. Now, Eric Schmidt has an estimated wealth of $11 billion, and he's never hidden his political leanings. He jumped right into Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign long before she officially announced her candidacy. And in one of John Podesta's leaked emails, the longtime Clinton confidant and chairman of her presidential campaign told her soon-to-be campaign manager Robbie Mook that he had met with Schmidt in April of 2014, more than a year before Clinton told the American public she was hoping to become the next president. Another email written 2 weeks later showed Schmidt sharing his campaign ideas with Clinton aide Cheryl Mills. And then he went on to brainstorm ideas on how to utilize technology in the campaign. Now, that didn't work out very well, because remember, it came out toward the end of the campaign that the Hillary campaign had this computer software that was analyzing the media, analyzing the public, and basically issuing recommendations on how to run the campaign. And considering that she lost, apparently not so well, was even claimed at one time that it was an artificially intelligent system. But the groundwork was founded by analysts and engineers who worked on Obama's campaign and funded by Schmidt, became Clinton's top technology provider. And the groundwork, that was the company that had all this computer stuff, was housed in an office just a few blocks away from Clinton's campaign headquarters in Brooklyn, New York. And Schmidt continued to advise Clinton on digital matters throughout the campaign. Now, I want to take a minute here to talk about artificial intelligence, because somebody raised the question the other day, is artificial intelligence really intelligent? And it's a very hard question to answer. Is it self-aware? It's kind of hard to tell. Most people can't even prove they're self-aware. It's just sort of an epiphenomenon of your consciousness. But I think at this stage of software evolution, it's more marketing hype than reality. Now, I will grant you some of these voice recognition systems like Siri do come very close to passing the Turing test, but you can trip them up, which tells me they're not really thinking in the sense that we think thinking is. But it's only a matter of time before we do look into that monitor and find something is looking back. And we do need to be prepared to deal with that. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some phone calls in here. And meanwhile, getting on back to some other news, apparently the German police have dismantled an ISIS terror cell, and they arrested six Syrian refugees. So tell me again, George Soros, how this open borders thing is going to make for a much better world. Because right now, it doesn't look like it's headed that way. Now, we're all waiting for the undercover FBI informant to testify before Congress in the Uranium One deal. But there's something else lurking on the horizon that we need to keep remembering. It is only 10 days now until the FBI is supposed to turn over all the documents they have on that strange meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the tarmac at the airport. And everybody was wondering, what was that all about? Was some kind of a deal made then to make sure that the Department of Justice and the FBI were not going to go after Hillary on the email scandal? So hopefully there'll be something there. Of course, by now the FBI could have just written all new documents. But again, it's Judicial Watch, not Congress, not the corporate media. It's Judicial Watch that's doing the heavy lifting, exposing this corruption. And we do need to pay attention to what they're doing. Now, a lot of people were looking over in Europe at this release of radiation that was being detected. Very low level, very low level, very weird isotope, ruthenium. And apparently, Russian officials confirmed reports of radiation spikes over the Ural Mountains. And the expectation here is that this is not related to nuclear weapons or nuclear weapons testing, that this is an accident at a radiotherapy hospital or a nuclear materials processing plant, but they still haven't narrowed it down. But Russia's saying, yes, they're detecting the radiation as well, and they're working to try and finding out what's going on there. Now, New Zealand has had a study that has linked common herbicides to antibiotic resistance. Now, as you know, antibiotic resistance is a growing problem in the healthcare industry because if the antibiotics stop working, if you have strains of bacteria that are resistant to the antibiotics, then you've got a problem. And now we're finding out that common pesticides that are being used may actually be encouraging this evolution of antibiotic-resistant infectious agents basically all over. And it's another reminder, these chemicals get put on out there and sold in the marketplace without really evaluating them properly. And here in the United States of America, of course, that's supposed to be the job of the FDA and the USDA. But clearly they have fallen down. We're going to take a phone call now from Dale in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Okay, so you're having some issues with your computer connectivity with Skype and stuff. There's a program that's been used by a lot of people that stream stuff, and it's called Open Broadcast Software, OBS, okay. Project.com. That might be something you want to look into. There's several VSTs you can get for virtual... what's the word they use? Virtual jacks, but don't use virtual jack. There's actually one, and it's got a funny name. It's Voice Meter Banana. Mm-hmm. That'll give you virtual jacks and stuff like that. A lot of people have been getting around Skype by using this program. I just thought it'd be something to point out to you, since you're having such issues with Skype.
Over the Thanksgiving holiday, I'm definitely going to be I'm definitely going to be looking for some kind of a solution. What I want is a program that will sit on this machine with this IP, and we'll have a copy sitting at RBN on their machine on their IP, and it just connects directly. The simpler, the better.
You should be able to do that with OBS. Like I said, obsproject.com. It's an open source program, and they do have regular updates. They have a big forum and everything like that. A lot of VST plugins that it does accept, and a lot of people are saying some of these trademarked ones that plugins actually do work very well with the program. But like I said, if you want a virtual jack, don't use virtual jack. It's okay, but Voice Meter Banana is actually better, and the developer has been around for a long time, and he only asked like $25 to have an actual extra. He'll give you the initial virtual jack, but you can get extras for like $25, and he full support and everything like that. It's really a better alternative than Skype.
Okay, well, I'll certainly look into it. Actually, my control room technician, Mike, is out there saying they already have an alternative system set up there, so I'm going to try and install that and get that up and running. But the problem is...
Well, good luck with that. RBN's, pretty good on a lot of things, but I've talked to them about technical stuff, and a lot of times they don't know what they're doing, okay?
I wish you wouldn't say that on the air. Again, the systems have become too complex. And my issue is that when Skype was taken over by Microsoft and they went from being peer-to-peer to going through the cloud, and then all of a sudden last August, Microsoft forced everybody to download and install a new version of Skype because they had changed the cloud system.
Every program seems... Firefox lately, I've been using DuckDuckGo for quite a while and stuff, but it seems like lately that there's a major lag with trying to, when you're doing your searches and stuff. And I'll tell you this is the truth, Mike. I would watch videos of YouTube trying to learn the truth and stuff. My internet would go out. I'd have to call my internet provider, try to get all hooked up again and everything like that. I have stopped watching those videos, and I'll broadcast RBN, and my internet never goes down. But the minute I start looking at those specific videos, my internet stops.
Well, that's kind of a scary thing to be thinking about. And again, my issue overall, and that's because I'm old enough to remember when computers were simple, elegant. They did what you wanted, and you got a lot of work done. And if there was some kind of a problem, you powered off, you powered on, and it was back to the factory condition, like my little Commodore 20 up there. But here's the situation.
Everything's gone to heck. Everything is just terrible anymore. I mean, the support is just terrible. And you, when you try to call in for some kind of help, you can't understand who's talking about what. Speak English, please. Everything's just gone to heck in a handbasket, and people just won't boycott anything, Mike. That's the problem. If we just stood up and said, look, I ain't buying your product, I ain't using your product, but people just won't do it. I don't know what it'll take to make them do it, but one of these days they'll finally get smart enough and realize, hey, if I stop using their junk, maybe they'll go out of business.
Well, unfortunately, the junk, as you call it, is indispensable. I mean, obviously, I need this equipment to be on the radio show. I need it to do the other things that I do. But my issue is that all of this time that we are spent patching and updating and fixing our equipment is time that we're not spending doing what it is we could actually make money with.
I totally agree with you on that. We spend way too much time update this, update that. The problem with developers today is they figure, oh, we'll just get it out. We'll just make an update, 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 update. You spend more update.
Dale, I got to let you go. Sorry, we'll be back after these commercials.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And allow me to share with you what's going on, because I'm getting emails from people saying the sound is distorted. And yes, we're trying to sort that all out. Basically, what happened is I had a laptop running Skype. That's all it had to do. And we started having this problem where Skype would just drop the connection. And I did a little online research and found out that apparently the latest version of Skype has issues with any computers using the Realtek audio system. And this is affecting a lot of people, Windows 10 users especially, are having problems with audio. And so what I did is I've ordered a new laptop to run the Skype. It'll be here in about a week. And what I've done right now is I've commandeered my wife's choir laptop, and we're trying to get this to be working a little bit better. But it's like I said, the problem is I had it all set up and working this morning, and the instant we connected with Skype, Skype changed a bunch of internal settings, and I really do not appreciate software that thinks it knows what I want better than I do. And I understand that the push has been more and more to providing computers and softwares and tablets and iPhones to people who are not technoids, but there should still be an option where you can click a box saying, I'm a technoid, let me make my own choices, but that's kind of gone away. All right, let's see. We're going to take another phone call from Tom in Philadelphia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm sorry you're having so much trouble. I just wanted to kind of refute this guy you were just talking to. RBN does know what they're doing because a lot of the times I'm assisting either in-house or remotely. I think they're doing a heck of a good job on a shoestring budget. So instead of, you know, putting us down, get out your checkbook, send us some money, and we can get even better equipment and, you know, make the place even better. But, you know, the fact is they've got a lot of technical resources there. Mike knows what he's doing. Dan knows what he's doing. And when they get stuck, they call me. And I'm the guy that went down there from Pennsylvania and spent 10 days down there rebuilding everything and brought them new computers. So I've been a network administrator for over 20 years. I've been working on a computer over 30. So I think I got a little bit of experience. So yeah. RBN's in good hands.
It certainly sounds like it. And again, what some of the people who are complaining about don't realize that while we are a radio network, we don't have the resources of corporate media. If you go into your local corporate radio station or TV station, you're going to see all the very latest in broadcast equipment, professional grade. We're putting this whole thing together using prosumer or even consumer level equipment, especially here in Hawaii with our salt climate. It all behaves like it's made out of compressed rust, and you would be astounded at how much equipment I've gone through, where I'll buy it, I'll use it, and then I have to just throw it away because it's corroded and replace it over and over again, and it's a never-ending battle. But the point I was trying to make here is that when we go to the store and we buy a piece of equipment, if it comes to us already defective, it only makes our work that much harder. But you're absolutely right. We could find an angel to come on in and drop some serious money on RBN. We could have a professional-level broadcast studio. But again, because of Dan and Mike and Phil here, we are trying to produce a professional-level broadcast experience. We don't always succeed. We're not succeeding today, and I acknowledge that. But if you knew the limitations of what we're dealing with, you would understand that it is a bit of a task here.
Absolutely, especially trying to do with all the hosts you got. A little bit of help on your problem. A lot of times, you know, over the years, I've found the advice is if it's not broke, don't fix it. Don't always upgrade just because a new version comes out, unless you're absolutely required to do it because of compatibility. Now, you had a problem where you installed a new version and it made a whole bunch of changes. You could try doing a quick system restore back if you have a real close restore point. Jump it back and see if that helps your problem.
Well, the problem is that the older versions of Skype will no longer work. I mean, I thought about deleting Skype and going back to the version I had that worked halfway decently, but apparently it will no longer work with the new Skype cloud server. That's why Microsoft made everybody upgrade. And I'm seeing in my web searches all over, everybody's unhappy, especially their business customers who've been using Skype for conference calling. They can't reach their clients. This is a real huge mess, Microsoft doesn't seem to be working all that hard to fix it. But Mike has suggested switching over to another system that we already looked at earlier, and I think I'm probably going to be installing that this afternoon.
Well, good luck with that. If I can help you, Mike knows how to get a hold of me.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate the help. So.
Okay, buddy. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks. Thanks an awful lot. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Okay. Now then.
Can we talk about?
Okay. I think that was the ghost of our past, and I think we're still coming up on the commercial break here. So when we come on back, a couple of notes about Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving holiday. So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some phone calls in here. Well, apparently the chief of the FCC, Ajit Pai, is out there making a statement that killing net neutrality will set the internet free. And he says we're going to see an explosion in the kinds of connectivity and the depth of that connectivity like never before. Well, no. What we're going to see is the big players hogging the bandwidth for themselves. That's what it's really all about. Now, when they broke up the Bell Telephone Company into the regional phone companies, they established a principle called common carrier, which meant everybody carried everybody's traffic, and they gave it equal priority. And why this should not apply to the internet, I don't understand. But apparently there are all these new companies that are coming on out with streaming video and streaming audio, and especially now with 4K TV. There's literally a fight for the available bandwidth because these companies are not spending the money to increase their bandwidth. And considering that the United States actually invented the internet in the first place, it's rather surprising to find out that many other countries actually have faster internet to the consumer level than the United States does. Japan already has gigabit rates going into the individual homes. So it looks like basically the large corporations want to grab the majority of the available bandwidth for their commercial endeavors, and us ordinary people are just going to be shuffled off into a corner. So in point of fact, it's not sending the internet free. It is basically turning the internet into another corporate-controlled content delivery platform, just with more buttons than you have on your TV set, some of which have too many buttons as it is. I remember TVs that had just two knobs, off-on volume and the channel selector. Sometimes I miss how simple that all was. I'll tell you something that really annoys me. I'll be watching TV, and all of a sudden, there'll be a pop-up that says, firmware has been updated. And can't you wait until the show is over to show that to me? You start to wonder, are you using that appliance, or is the appliance using you? And all that other talk about how TVs are now watching the people, spying on them. So, no, I don't agree with the FCC chair. Ending net neutrality is not going to set the internet free, other than for the large corporations who are free to commandeer more of the bandwidth. And what it basically means is those corporations, like streaming video, streaming audio, who've got the money to pay the additional fees, will get the faster bandwidth. And small businesses, small companies, independent media who don't have that kind of financing, we're going to be put in the slow lane. And we're already slow in too many parts of the country as it is. All righty, let's see. Let's go on. We already talked about the 45 teachers from Philadelphia. So, apparently, over in India, now remember, India not too long ago decided that they were going to be the test case for establishing a cashless society, and they basically banned and took out of circulation their higher denomination currency. The lower, smaller bills are still in use, but it had a very disastrous effect on the Indian economy, and they're now in trouble. And so now India is having to bail out their banks. Their economy is slowing down, and it's nearing what they're calling a critical situation. And it is very alarming in this rush toward the New World Order that we're seeing changes being brought about to our economy, education, every area of our lives that are not in the best interest of ordinary people. They're just there to make the whole planet a much more efficient human ranch for those who would sit on the golden throne of planet Earth. And I do find myself resistant to that whole idea. So apparently another problem for the iPhone X. Now, as you know, I think Apple has really blown it on this one. First of all, that face scanner fails a lot, and there's no fingerprint scanner to get around it. If it doesn't think you are you, you're not going to get into your phone. Then it has the problem with being very fragile. If you drop it at a height of 3 feet, it's going to crack the case and possibly stop the phone from working. Just 3 feet. Part of the problem is to have their wireless charging, they put a glass back on it instead of a metal back. Then you have the fact that hackers have already figured out a way where they can spoof the facial ID. So there's no security advantage in having that. Then, of course, it's $1,000 for a telephone handset. $1,000. And I think they've really made a mistake with this. And now it's come on out that apparently the iPhone X is assembled with illegal student labor. And apparently over in China, they've removed apps from their store, including Skype. And apparently China is saying that a number of voice-over internet protocols do not comply with local law. So they're having their problems over there. Now, here's an interesting little story. This came out of blog one of the blogspot.com websites. And apparently, it's a public event with U.S. military recruiters present. And this individual who wrote the article walked by their display table, wondering if any of them knew that they recruit for lie-started and illegal wars of aggression. And he met one who's very honest and forthright in saying, yeah, the wars are illegal and started with lies. But, you know, we're here to recruit people. And so we're going to give them the story. And by the way, something for you parents whose children are considering entering military service. The promises made by military recruiters are not legally enforceable. They'll get your kid onto that desk and say, if you sign this, I guarantee you'll be trained as a nuclear medicine technician. And when you come out of your military service, assuming you're still alive and in one piece, you will be qualified to enter these jobs. And then the kid signs up and winds up spending his entire time in service or her time in service peeling potatoes. You can't sue for the broken promise. They're not enforceable. Just something to keep in mind. We're going to go to the phones here. Steve in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. We love your show. You do a great job.
Thank you. I was just
calling because you were talking with one of your callers about the economy, and I found a book in my house that was written by Lindsay Williams, who was the chaplain for Atlantic Refining Company when they were working up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And they said they were positive, and Lindsay Williams guarantees it, that there is enough oil up in Alaska to satisfy this country's oil needs for the next 200 years. However, the government kept them from availing it or pumping it out. I believe if that's true, maybe the government didn't want to put Saudi Arabia out of business because they know Saudi Arabia is holding up the U.S. dollar.
I've heard this story before, and, of course, obviously, in order to prop up oil prices, they can't dump all the available oil on the market. If this story is true, and I heard from one party that it was an urban legend, but if the story was true, it may be simply that this oil is being held in reserve, that they don't feel that they need to harvest it now because of the existing supplies. But I think what suggests that this story may be more of a fantasy is this very dangerous practice of drilling down very, very deep in the earth to where the oil and gas are under tremendous pressure. That's what the Deepwater Horizon was all about, just drilling way, way down in the Gulf of Mexico where they were going to find more oil and gas and bring it online. But, of course, it's very dangerous to work at those pressures, and that's why there should have been an acoustic blowout preventer on that rig, because when that giant bubble of gas came up that pipe followed by the oil, it has pressure enough to break those metal components. And you've seen how thick the piping and accessories are on these oil rigs. It takes a lot of force to break them, but they can do break. They can and do break. That's what a blowout is all about. So
Lindsay Williams said he got proof that this oil that's in North Slope of Alaska is not under low pressure. In other words, he says it'll come out by itself. They don't even have to pump it because it's such a huge amount of oil and in a good condition where it will come up. You can say that this story is baloney, but I know Lindsay Williams, he's a decent Christian man, and he wouldn't give us a line of oil. So I can only figure that they want to keep the relationship with Saudi Arabia so that Saudi Arabia continues to prop up our dollar.
Could very well be. But I would like to see, photos and maybe a location on Google Earth. If this stuff is just boiling up out of the ground, then it should be visible in Google Earth. Anyway, listen, yeah. Steve, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Terry in Oregon. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Terry, are you there? Okay, I think we lost Terry. Boy, what a day for gremlins.
You hear me okay, Mike?
Oh, there you are, Terry.
Yeah, you hear me okay now?
I hear you now just fine. What's on your mind?
Okay, I was hearing an echo. Talking about Saudi Arabia, you know, with those changes, they're talking about Saudi Arabia having conflict with Lebanon. And I just hope it's not something that's contrived to get the U.S. to say, oh, Saudi Arabia's got a problem, and we promised to go in and defend them because that was part of the petrodollar deal, that we would supply their defense. That gives us an excuse to go in the Middle East full force with troops and everything. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I can see your point of view here, and I'm actually concerned that Israel and Saudi Arabia may attack Lebanon over this weekend, again, while the American people are distracted, because Israel has done that before. But I think the push into Lebanon is more for Israel's sake than Saudi Arabia. And it may be a quid pro quo where Saudi Arabia is going to help with Lebanon in exchange for Israel helping with Iran. Israel wants that Litani River. They want that fresh water. They've tried to get it many times before, and they keep getting pushed back by Hezbollah, hence the current attack to get Hezbollah to disarm. But I think ultimately Saudi Arabia is planning on forcing a confrontation with Iran. Russia has already committed to support Iran against aggression, the way Russia supported Syria against aggression. And the U.S., of course, will come in on the side of Saudi Arabia and Iran, and we'll have World War III running off for real. And it's a very, very dangerous situation, because after 16 years of war around the globe, our military are exhausted. Their equipment is worn out. The new equipment coming out of the factories is junk. Tremendous morale problems in virtually all branches of the service. We understand the Air Force is short of qualified combat pilots. We know that the Navy is short of qualified command crews from all the ship collisions they've been having lately. Again, I don't think we can win a conventional war against a true military peer. We certainly didn't against Russia in Syria. And that basically tells me that at some point, the U.S. will resort to its nuclear arsenal. They could even start with the nuclear weapons instead of saving them for the end. And once that gets going, we're really going to be in bad shape.
But do these people at the top realize all this? I mean, you know, I worked at the Pentagon, and, you know, there's some pretty good intelligence. They knew what was going on. So these people have to tell the decision makers, hey, you know, it doesn't look good, and here's all the reasons why.
Yeah, but if the decision makers aren't really looking at those reports, or if their underlings are filtering the reports, and we know that the White House staff are definitely filtering what gets to Donald Trump, then they're making their decisions based on inadequate information. Plus, they're caught up in the groupthink, this idea that the United States has never lost a war, which is not true. We lost in Vietnam. We never won in North Korea during the Korean War. And contrary to the film and TV movies you've seen, we didn't exactly win World War I and World War II all by ourselves. And, of course, they've all got their bunkers. If it all goes wrong, they're going to go down to the Greenbrier or Mount Weather or any of these other little luxury underground cities, and they'll just sort of wait it all out, and they'll come on up, and the world will be wonderful. It'll be free of those pesky little humans, and they'll just basically, you know, say, well, we blew that, but, you know, at least we came out alive. I remember back in the 60s, when the Cold War was still raging, there was actually this senator who got up on the floor of the Congress and actually said, if World War III leaves only one couple alive on Earth, I want that couple to be American. What a ridiculous thing to say. For a variety of reasons.
Mentality. Yeah, chosen mentality. And, you know, what the decision makers are probably saying is, don't confuse me with a fact. I know what we want to do, and we're going to do it. So don't advise me of the facts that we can't be successful. This is what we are decided to do.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. And then, of course, you may have people who are along that path of the paper who want to look good to the boss. And they may be, again, passing along the reports that say, yes, we can do it, and not passing along the other reports. And even the intelligence agencies will blow it. I mean, the CIA totally missed the Soviet Union going into Afghanistan. And they they almost completely missed the collapse of the Soviet Union itself. So they're not as swift as sometimes you like to think that they are.
Right. Okay, Mike, thank you very much. Have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go. And speaking of Thanksgiving, RBN is giving our overworked and underpaid staff both Thursday and Friday off, so those shows are going to be repeat. And because of that, the Lady Claire will be joining us in Hour 3 tomorrow, assuming I can get all the bugs worked out of this system here. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And somebody wrote on in to say, I heard that the oil in Alaska is being sold to other countries and not being used for the U.S. They can make more money that way. Well, it's not as simple as all that. When you talk about oil coming out of the ground, it's not always the same depending upon where you're drilling. You've probably heard the phrase light sweet crude, and that is a reference to a very fluid liquid oil that can go through refineries easy, and it has a greater proportion of specific distillates that are desired for market. Where the oil goes depends on available transportation. Is there a pipeline all the way from Alaska down to the U.S.? And how much can it carry? And if it can't carry a lot, well, let's see who wants to buy the oil. So it really is supply and demand issue across the entire globe. And again, oil is something that is now in such shortage. We are, in fact, fighting wars over the oil and over what currency the oil is traded in, which gets back to that whole petrodollar idea. And it's kind of interesting to realize just how much of this oil and gas is burned up by the machinery of war. I mean, here on Hawaii, we're hearing military aircraft on training flights overhead all the time. And those of you driving your car to strive for 20 mile per gallon mileage, you would be astounded at how much fuel these aircraft guzzle just in a single flight. So it really is a very stark difference. But again, like I was saying earlier in the show, it's estimated $5.6 trillion, with a T, dollars have been spent on the last 16 years of war. How different would our country be if that $5.6 trillion had been invested back in this country, repairing the infrastructure, bringing back our industry, maybe reversing the damage of GMO to our agricultural sector? Unfortunately, we do not seem to have wise leadership. We seem to have this sort of frat boy society, or frat girl, sorority girls and frat boys, in the halls of power. All right, we're going to take one last phone call for the show. W down in Texas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, real quick, just the back to that net neutrality situation. Yeah. I think, you know, Republicans, supporters of Trump, you know, they definitely need to, you know, let him know that net neutrality is going to affect the next election, because the public, I mean, everybody's impacted by this. So, you know, you can't, like, just sit on the sidelines and say, well, because Obama, this is something Obama likes, I'm just going to take it away just like that. You have to be objective about some things and not just be so emotional, like, oh, this is Obama. This net neutrality, is going to impact everybody on all political spectrums, everything. So I think it's just real important. So that's all.
You raise a very, very good point here, because it was the internet and the independent media that helped overcome Hillary's election fraud and put Trump in the White House. If he allows the net neutrality to be ended, we're not going to be able to be there for him in 2020. Anyway, there's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here and take a hammer to some of this equipment and try and coerce it into working properly. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire. So have a good evening and aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.